Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, it's time to get on or get off. We're going to play some bandwagon. All right, Sean. And it's over.
What?
Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom. It's over.
I didn't know they started.
6 years?
Orlando Bloom hasn't been relevant for like 15.
The last time we saw Orlando Bloom, where he was slinging arrows as Legolas?
I'm
sure you did not watch Lord of the Rings.
Definitely not.
Did you watch Troy?
Yes.
Okay, so that's probably the last thing
the
you saw.
Last time? Yes.
Pirates of the Caribbean?
No.
You know he didn't watch that.
Come on. How about no?
So Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom.
Somebody tell Johnny Depp, by the way, that he can finally break character from the Pirates of the Caribbean guy. Like,
he's been engaged for 6 years, and now it's over.
He's an idiot.
Yeah, well,
screw that up.
Apparently it was a long time coming. Things have been tense between them for months. Sources say Perry is very upset, but she's relieved she doesn't have to go through another divorce. As she had to go through a divorce with Russell Brand, who she was married to for all of 2 years.
Mm.
They say that Katy Perry keeping busy with her current tour. She said that her and Bloom were planning on making their Montecito home their primary residence and having a family home.
Aww.
But now there will be no family.
No.
They've been living apart since Katy went on tour. Orlando Bloom was just spotted over the weekend with their 4-year-old daughter, Daisy Dove.
Aww.
He's also apparently set to attend the wedding of Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez. So apparently Orlando Bloom hangs out in the big baller circle and is going to Jeff Bezos' wedding.
Yeah, that's pretty baller.
They were originally waiting until her tour was over before they said told everybody they were splitting, but here we are.
Because we need to know.
Need to know. So, Sean, you'd use a hall pass on Katy Perry on or off the bandwagon.
On the bandwagon.
That was the fastest bandwagon hit you've ever hit.
Damn straight. Easiest question ever. Who's not using the hall pass on Katy Perry? She's amazing. And remember that one time, like when J.J. Watt was still playing? That, you know, he was doing like some award show and Katy Perry was there and people were like, oh no, is J.J. Watt and Katy Perry going to be a thing? And then they weren't a thing. I was glad that they weren't a thing because that was just a sliver of hope that Katy Perry was going to remain single. Little did I know that she was actually shacking up with this guy that hadn't been relevant for 2 decades, Orlando Bloom. Lord of the Rings stuff doesn't count. Pirates of the Caribbean stuff doesn't count. Horrible movies, horrible ideas for books and stuff like that. But Katy Perry's hot, so yes, I'll pass.
So yes, I'm on this bandwagon. But hold on. You said Lord of the Rings, horrible movies.
I knew that would ruffle your feathers.
Yes, and not only mine,
Rob Torres said, like, Sean probably hadn't even heard of Lord of the Rings books. Of course I've heard of it, I just don't find it interesting.
It's not a documentary, Sean doesn't care.
Correct.
But one of the best trilogies, man.
Speechless. If they made a documentary on seagulls pooping, Sean would watch it before absolutely. He watched Lord of the Rings.
Now, look, that's just going too far right there.
But it's factual. Lord of the Rings. But it's factual.
Some of the best movies I've ever seen,
look,
man.
I would say this. I'm more likely to watch Lord of the Rings than I am Star Wars crap.
Just but he's more likely to watch a documentary on seagulls.
Of course. Movie. Of course.
That is false, sir.
Yes, I'm definitely using my hall pass for her. Absolutely.
All the hall passes.
What?
Yes. All the hall passes. And maybe more on Katy Perry. Absolutely. Ooh. Full bandwagon.
Yeah.
The greatest celebration may have been even greater than you thought. The Florida Panthers Stanley Cup celebration, which was epically badass.
Mm.
Apparently, they racked up a $500,000 bill at a club and were fully comped.
What?
So they were at this club called 11 in Miami where they spent $500,000. The clubs opened 24 hours a day during the weekend, and they hosted the Panthers until the very early hours of the morning. Some players weren't quite ready to leave. Alexander Barkov, who's the captain, had to pull Brad Marchand out of the club at 5 a.m. once he found out that their bill was being comped. Because apparently Marchand was racking up the bill in a hurry.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Matthew Tkachuk had told the Spit and Chicklets podcast that he was going to pay before he realized it was a $500,000 comp. He says, "We were treated pretty well there. They do a good job. They're classy." Seeing Marchand hold the cup crowd surfing at 11 was totally out of control, according to another person who saw this. Sean, when a team wins a title, they should be comped everywhere in that city. Are you on or off the bandwagon?
On the bandwagon on that one, 100%. Those guys shouldn't have to buy a drink or dinner in that town, or maybe booze. For the next year or two.
Or anything.
Hell, for a team that's won, what? How many Stanley Cups have they got?
It's two in a row.
Two in a row, and they've been to three straight Stanley Cup finals. Yeah, they should be good for a while, to be honest with you. $500,000 tab, fully comped. Do you guys remember like 3, 4, 5 years ago, something like that, a 49ers rookie tab like was said to have approached $300,000? These are football players, rookies, $300,000. Dude, hockey players don't freaking play. To put up a $500,000 like in just a couple hours time celebration. Like,
they do some drinky drinky.
I will guarantee you that an NFL team this year tries to break that record because that's a thing now. You're going to hear about that come training camp. Somebody's going to try to put up like almost $1 million tab, and it can happen depending on where you go.
I'm on this bandwagon. I mean, you got to think about it. Not only is it good for them, but it's especially when a team wins a championship, how much happiness it brings to the city.
Yeah.
It's just like, thank you, man. Thank you for everything. I mean, you brought a chip to the city. we're happy. I can sit here and just rant about, oh, my team won, your didn't. You know, all that stuff. So I'm on. And also another thing, if I was there, I would put my tab on theirs.
Boom, there you go.
Okay, A, yes, teams should absolutely be comped everywhere. B, if the Texans win the Super Bowl, what club in Houston is comping them a half a mil or north? Don't say Treasures. Go.
Oh, you mean, well, I'm 42, bro. I don't know about the club scene now, but that's exactly where I'm saying. Oh, gentlemen's club? I don't know. Nice part of town, Galleria area. If you're not going to let me say Treasures, Gold Cup, does that still exist? Another nice part of town. I don't know the club scene anymore in Houston, like that particular club scene. The other club scene, I don't know that well either, but I know they ain't going nowhere. But if you're taking Treasures off the list, I'll have to go Gentlemen's Club, sir. There you have it.
Chris, you're a little closer in the age group to the clubbing. What club would be the one that you'd want them to comp the Texans party?
I'm not going to lie. I can't tell you. I don't go clubbing. I haven't gone clubbing in years. So I really don't know what's out there.
Years?
So,
yeah, aren't years. Aren't you like a house music guy?
Yes, but...
I mean, they've got like clubs that don't even open until like 3 a.m. that I figured you would be...
Bauhaus stays open till 4 a.m., I think. And that's like the house scene, I guess. But I've only been once. Yeah. So I don't know.
Okay. Look, someplace where you can get like a $125,000 bottle of champagne, that's probably where they will go.
Number of clubs I've been to in the city of Houston?
Zero.
Zero. Number of...
You didn't have to tell me.
Number of gentlemen's clubs I've been to in the city of Houston.
I'm not looking, but I'm going to say four.
And it's the same answer. Okay. It's zero.
Chris, thank you. PC, thank you. It's been fun. It's been wild. Squirrel, I'm Sean Bajani.
Hey, Sean!
They just persevered.
Yeah.
Let's go, man.
Oh, Undertaker, we have the ashes for you with the Earth of Power. Undertaker.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
On my podcast, Aspire With Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire With Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.